TFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, God is great, and yes, He's so greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you on this morning for what you are doing and what you are about to do, oh God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us and clothed in our right mind. Father God, even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, continue to fill us with your word, your wisdom, your knowledge, but most of all, understanding. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you would touch the people that are listening on this morning, oh God. Father God, I ask that you would give them clarity to any situation, oh God, they may not understand. God, I pray that, Lord God, you will meet every need that they have before you. And these things we ask in our darling Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 3rd verse. That is Proverbs 20, verse 3. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, avoiding the fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic is, don't take the bait. Don't you fall for Satan's schemes. Always be a step ahead of the enemy. Don't take the bait. You see, Proverbs 20 and 3 states, it is an honor to avoid a quarrel. Only fools dispute at the least provocation that they can get. This proverb emphasizes the value of choosing peace over conflict. It suggests that those who avoid unnecessary arguments are wise and respected, while those who readily engage in disputes are foolish. So I want to dig more deeper into this verse. Number one, avoiding conflict as a mark of honor. The proverb highlights that skillfully navigating away from arguments rather than engaging in them is a sign of wisdom and maturity. And it also indicates a person's ability to discern when to engage and when to disengage. You have to protect your peace and also maintain relationships over winning an argument. The second key point is fools and argumentativeness. So in the contrast, the proverb identifies those who readily engage in disputes as fools. That's what the word of God calls you, fools. This is not necessarily about intelligence, but rather about a lack of wisdom in managing relationships and in managing conflicts. You see, such individuals may be quick to anger, but they lack self-control, and they always want to give their own opinions over maintaining harmony and peace. So the practical application is, the proverb encourages individuals to choose their battles carefully, because not every disagreement needs to be escalated into a full-blown argument. You see, sometimes letting things go or finding a peaceful resolution is the wiser course of action. People of God, don't take the bait. The devil is trying to get you frustrated. He is trying to get you off course. He is trying to get you upset. This is the season where you have to protect your peace at all times and your spirit, no matter what the enemy brings your way. It is so easy to get in conflict with others, to be offended and upset by what they say or do, and to want to pay people back for what they did to you. But you're not supposed to engage in every conflict, and it is not your job to straighten them out. Let God handle them. Pray for them. But don't engage in what they're doing. Don't fight battles that are not between you and your destiny. Choose your battles wisely. And people of God, some are not even worth your time. Most of the things we face are just simply distractions. And the best thing you can do is ignore it. Don't give it the time of day. Just pray about it. Give it over to God, because God can handle it far more better than we can. People of God, let God fight your battles. Let God be your vindicator. Every action does not deserve a reaction. When something comes, when something or someone comes against you, you need to ask yourself, is this a battle worth fighting? Or is it simply a distraction? Because once again, in this season, you don't have time to waste with frivolous things that is beyond your control. You have to stay focused. You have to avoid a fight, not taking the bait, not being drawn into the conflict. You have to keep your mind and your spirit clear. People of God, listen, not being drawn into the conflict takes your face from being set and your thoughts from being set on what's going on. It takes discipline to say, I'm not going to respond. It takes discipline to walk away. It takes discipline to know every action does not deserve a reaction. You have to choose your battles wisely. If not, the enemy is going to beat you down every time. And he comes to test you. Yes, you do. Yes, he does. Satan comes to test you to see whether or not you're going to react to what he or she is saying. It takes discipline to say, I'm not going to sink down to their level and waste my time and my energy, especially my oil, because this oil is costly, what I'm carrying. Come on here, somebody. I'm not going to waste my time. I have a destiny to fulfill. I have to hear the voice of the Lord. I have an assignment that God has entrusted me with. Come on here, somebody. And let me tell you something. When God gives you a specific thing to do, watch out. The enemy will use anybody and anything to come up against you, to get you off course. That's his job. But see, it is your job to be ready for the enemy. It is your job to counter-react. But most of all, it is your job to pray and say, God, you handle it, because you are my vindicator. Because I'm not even going to waste my time on this one here. Keep honoring God. Keep being your best. And he will get you to where you're supposed to be. Don't you back down. Don't you come down. And remember, every battle, every action does not need a reaction. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. And the battle can either make you or break you. It is your choice. But don't you fold. Give it over to God. Stay focused. And say, I'm not going to waste my time. And I'm not going to waste my energy on this. Don't you take the bait. Let us pray. Father, thank you for calling us to be a people marked by honor. Help us to know when to avoid a fight, as well as the right way and the right time to quietly and calmly address our differences with others. Lord, we want to do it your way and not ours. Lord, we want to leave it to you to fight all our battles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, don't you take that bait. Don't take the bait. Save the date. Zion Hill Vacation Bible School starts July the 14th through the 16th. The theme is, God, where do I fit in? Our speakers for the adult class are Monday night, Sister Sean Hunter of Calvary Tabernacle Church under the leadership of Pastor John Russell. Tuesday night, Sister Mary Boyd Smith. Wednesday night, Minister Terrence Williams, both of Zion Hill Family Church under the leadership of Dr. Joshua Jordara Sr. Listen, Vacation Bible School starts at 6 p.m. and will end at 7:30 p.m. Also, we have plenty of games and activities and learning lessons for our youth as well. Bring your youth out. Come, let's fellowship together. This is a community-based event. Everyone is welcome. And for more information, you are welcome to contact the church at 318-704-6900. That's 318-704-6900. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also, if you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.